Yeah, so this Mishnah Be'emes is a chazor, it's a lot of the halachis that we had said earlier by Echata She'ovdo. Hamafish chatos of Ovdo b'pishacheras tachter v'akach nimzis v'ishen et Thomas. That's one of the chatois ha-meisois. Hamafish mois v'chatos v'ovdo. V'hifrish chatos tachter v'akach nimzis v'amois. Yelichim v'yam ha-melach. Just like there's a din misa on the behemoth, there's a din misa on the money. Hamafish mois l'chatosei v'ovdu v'hifish mois acheres tachtehen v'lo yispik likach me'en chatos at shenimtis rishena. So now you have two sets of money. The mile of two sets of money is you could join forces. Yovi me'elu me'elu chatos v'asha yipur in the double. So you mix the money. Hamafish mois l'chatosei v'ovdu v'hifish chatos tachtehen. The ratio was a case of hikrit. Here it's why his pick was hikrit. At shenimtsu hamoyis v'arei chatos ba'amum timocher v'yovi me'elu u'me'elu chatos v'asha yipul nedobo. Hamafish chatos v'ovdo v'yifrish mois tachteho. Why his pick v'gach me'em chatos at shenimtsu chatosoi v'arei hi ba'asmum timocher. Yovi, again you have money. Yovi me'elu me'elu chatos v'ashay yipshnen do. Hamafish chatos v'ovdo v'yipish acheres tachtero. So where he speak v'akrivo al shenimtis rishayna. So now you have two behemoths in front of you. Areshteyen, palismum. So you don't have a problem because again it's like having two sets of money. Yimochu v'yovi me'elu me'elu chatos v'ashay yipshnen do. Hamafish chatos v'ovdo v'yifish acheres tachter v'yispik v'akriva al shenimtis rishayna. And they're both tmimois. Achas tikorev chatos v'ashni etomos divir Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a chatos, even if you find the original before you makriv the second one, there's still a din tomos. V'achachomim oimim ein chatos meso elo shenimtis me'achas shekipru abalim. This is the sheet that we learned about two nights ago, that in order for the bidin of a chata shemeso has to be that the behemoth that was lost at the time of the kapar. That's the sheet of the chachamim. The money does not go to the Yam HaMelech. Same din. El shenimtsu acha shekipu baleyim. Was it found after the Bible of Omechat. Hamafish chatos v'arei ba'asmum moichov yovir b'demacheres Rebelezer v'afshinoimer im kor v'shniya sholi nishchit ha'tomus shekva kipru ba'alel. He holds even on a ba'almum there's a din of tomus, and therefore even there's no eitzah for it. Okay. Says the Gemara, the Reisha said hikrit. So it's time of the hikrit. And this, by the way, this Chiddush of Elazar of Shimon, we're going to talk more about in the next parak, but the tremendous Chiddush of Elazar is that there's a din of Misa on Chulin. Or is this Balas Mum? This Balas Mum, you're talking about it's a complete Bal Mum that you already were prayed there. So it's Psuyam of Doshim Shinivdu. Elazar of Shimon is being Mechadish, that the genetic makeup of a behemoth that kedushas a guf never leaves. Even after you redeem it, it still has a yachas to its original kedusha, enough so that the din of tomos could be chal. And this is not the sheet of the chachomim. The chachomim hold that pigeon completely uproots it from the original level of chatos. And although the Torah says there are certain dinim that you're not allowed to do with psuei hamukdashim, you're not allowed to do giza of avoida, even after pidyon, according to the chachamim, that is just a din of zuvu kotshim. The zuvu in the original kedusha that was upon it. And that, I think, would be the explanation between the machlokes tanoim as to whether the halacha of Giza Vavoida, if that's an extension to the original Kedusha that was on the animal, and most of the dinim fell off, but the din Gizav Avoida remained, and that's of Eladav of Shem and Shita. And therefore we hold that it's still a chatas, so it could still be chalon at the din of Tomos, even though it's a nifta. According to the Chachomim, the Issa Gizav Avoida is not connected to its original status, and therefore there's no din of Tomos. Says the Gemara, the time over here in the Mishnah is only because you were Makriv. If you weren't Makriv, then we say Roya. That fits like the Rabbon, because Rabbonim say that a Chatos, there's only a din of Chatos, a Chatos Tomos, if it was never the Shas Kapora, Mani Rabbonani. Tami Avudo, they say that the din of Avudo is only B'Shas Afrosha. B'Shas Kapora, B'Shas Afrosha's way, and the Sefer. The Sefer seems to say otherwise. Hamafish Ma'afu Chatos. You put now a second set of money. Yovi me'elu me'elu, v'ashar yiplu v'nadova. So here we see clear that the din of yiplu v'nadova is only by money. Or hevi me'echad me'hem, if you would have actually bought a carbon from one of them, the other set of money would be yerech le'am ha'melech. That's our song of Rebbe Dom Avudu B'Shas Afrosha Mesa. So what is it? Sreishu Avonim V'Sefer Rebbe? So now the Gemara brings down an unbelievable Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush which we didn't have throughout the Halachas of Chatos Shekipu Ba'aleros L'Misa Ozla. We have never learned this Halacha which basically tells us that it's up to the Baila. The owner has the power to designate whether it's l'misa or not. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Hanicha, l'Rav Huna, we could say according to Rav Huna we understand that there's a possibility, even according to the Chachamim, that a chatas that was lost and recovered before Kapara, which till now we were under the understanding that according to the Chachamim there's no choice, it would have to get a mum, you can't kill it. We're saying now that there is an option that even the Chachamim would agree that although it was recovered prior to Hakrova, it would still be L'misa Ozla. Tomavuna Marav Hakol Moedim Sheim Mashach Achas Tehikriva. If you pulled, you actively pulled one of the Chatos and you were Makrovit, in other words, you designated one, and you clearly pushed away the other, Shashni or Mesa. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it quite literal. Afilu Rabbana, even the Rabbana that we learned that say that Avuda has to be B'Shas Afrosha, Moidu, they agree. Shemoshach Echaf, man, the Griva Midaitoi, Docho Acheref Piyadayah. The goal of Daite, the loy ichpas lemine. Really a fascinating Rashi. You have the ability to manipulate the din of Chatas Tomos. Vafilu Moshech Avuda, Niskaper Bo, Nisheres Yishaloy Nevda Me'elam, Mesa. Unbelievable Rashi. Rashi Shita is that the owner, according to this opinion, according to Rav Huna, the owner has the ability to decide which chatas should be tomos. Even though till now the Chachamim seems to have been clear that the din of tomos is only if it was lost and not recovered until after kapara, Rashi is saying, according to Rav Huna, it's up to the person. Again, Tosfos has a different approach. Rashi is the one that needs the most clarity. Rashi says, and the only time the Rabbanim would argue, that would be somebody who comes to Golidaiti, the Nichalev, the Kantai. If a guy comes and says, what should I do? He's already asking questions. If he's asking questions, so then he shows that he wants to somehow preserve to the best of his ability, and then the Melech works. So, many of the Gedolei Achronim question, how could it be that the din of Kodshim, of Thomas, should be up to the Bailam to create or to trigger that this din of Misa is there? It doesn't make sense. Ramei Arik, in his Agoris on this Masechta, he says, Zeh Chiddush Godel. He says, this is a tremendous Chiddush. Sheyiyeh Hevdel Be'inyan Dover Isra. That there will be a distinction in the halachas of Isra Ve'heter B'ma De Goli Daite. What you decide. He says, the Chazina Midivei Rashi. We see from Rashi, the high dino de avudo toli begilu daita. The explanation that I think is Avada Rashi would agree in an ordinary case, right? We're not talking about a chatas. Rashi would agree that the owner doesn't have the ability to manipulate a din of isavad. But a chatas, the halacha is that a chatas is bo bal kocho. Is bola kapora. A chatas comes for kapora. And we know that there's a rule, a miskapra lord on bal koche. You can't get a kapora bal koche. Doesn't work that way. And that's the reason why, even according to the opinion, who says that Yom Kippur is machapel, you know, there's a machwekis between Rebbe and the Rabbonan, if Yom Kippur is machapel even without tshuva. The essence of the day provides a kapora, even if you don't do tshuva. Sometimes I say, no, Yom Kippur is only mechapel in conjunction with tshuva. Even the opinion who says that Yom Kippur is mechapel without tshuva says, but mevayet b'yem ha-kippurim and yem ha-kippurim mechapel. Somebody says, I don't hold of Yom Kippur, I don't want Yom Kippur to activate. It would not work. In that case, it would not work. So if that's the halacha, so then the pshat is very simple. The din of chatas tomus is when there is an active dichui from it having the potential to be mechaper for you. So I think that the pshat here in Rashi is very simple, the way he explains it. There are two ways for an animal to be pushed off from kapora. One is bechefza, and one is begavra. Bechefza means that you already got a kapora from the other one, so now this korban can in no way replace the chatas. There's nothing to talk about. That's what the chachamim ordinarily hold. They say the fact that it got lost is not sufficient for it to be pushed off biadayim, unless the kapora already came from the other one. Rebbe on the Rav Huna is saying, that's as far as the Cheftz is concerned. But there's a din for name Miskaplan Lodam Bal Kocha. So if the person is Miskale, that he's pushing off the Kapor from this behemoth, so now that's in his power. It's different than a regular Korban that's not coming for Ritzui. It's a din for name Miskaplan Lodam Bal Kocha. That's what I think is the Pshat in this Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, so it's good according to him how you can have a case of Mesa. Hello, Havade, Marav, the Omar, Akomoidim, and Miskapa, Vishen Avuda, Shavuda, Mesa, everybody would agree. Amanech, look, Ubi, Miskapa, Vavuda, Rebbe Sova, Mafresh, Liibud, Kiibud, Dami, and therefore it gets killed. Rabbonon Savi, Lav, Kiibud, Dami, and therefore it doesn't get killed. Reisha, Sosamok, Rabbonon, Sefer, Sosamok, Rebbe, Kumar, Maka, Mashmo, Enechanami. The Chiddush Mishnah is telling us that Pligi Rebbe Rabbonon, even though Behedi Ketani Law, Machlokes Rebbe Rabbonon B'Seifa, Afal Pikein, the Mishnah is telling us that this is the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, HaMafnish Chatos V'Ovdo V'Yifrish Acheros Tachter V'Akach Nimtzis V'Rishoyna V'Arei Shtei Enoim Beis. So the halacha is achas me'antikori near Thomas to be a Rebbe, because he holds that even avuda b'shas afrosh is l'misa asla. You don't need avuda b'shas kapora. V'achachom emayim me'achatos me'shel shenimtzis me'achas shekipru baleo. That's the only case. ואין מויס אוכל לים המלך אושן עם צמח אושר כיפרו בילה. הקומש מלון, תגמור סיין דף תחידו של המשנה. דובר זה מחווי כסי אבי ורבור. זה תגמור, גוף העומר אבון המרב הקומוידים שמושה רח הספיקויבו, שהשני המייס לא נחלוקו אל הבולי מולך. רבי סובר, רבי הולף, לא יעשו תקונה בקודשם. They didn't make a תקונה בקודשם. ואמרינון לך, הסחפר בשאינו עבוד. Go use the one that was not lost, and the avud will be mason. And the rabbanon say no. It's a takana by kodshim. Rabbanon savi also takana by kodshim. Farminon leich is kaper by avuda. Go use the one that was lost, so it shouldn't go lamisa. V'shein avuda tira, and you use the money for korbanos nedova. Mosif of mishalshia. Why also takana by kodshim? You mean to tell me that they didn't make a takana for kodshim according to Rebbe? Meaning that according to Rebbe, we don't care if kodshim goes li'ibud? Does that make sense? For Tanya, Yoich will says by the Menachos a double lashon of achila matam aloyma melameh, that we have to do our best that the mincha should be eaten completely. Shem oisa achila merubah, if there was achila merubah, there was a lot of the mincha. Ein oichlim imachulim. Utruma, we don't mix chulin and truma with it. Kedei shaloite necheles alagato. We want to make sure we eat it completely, and it shouldn't be an achila gasa. So you see that Rebbe is concerned. Everybody is concerned about ibud kodshim. My love, afibu Rebbe lo rabbanan. Now, when the Gemara says that you don't eat it with chulin, that's in the case where there's not enough. Where there's plenty, but if there wouldn't be enough, then we talk about it, chul and truma with it.
Going back to the din of Misa, the Kavanos, other than the Gzeres Kasuv, is there a Svara behind Tamos?
No, that's how Lachal Moshe Misinai. Well, we explained that by Chatas must go for a Kapora.
Uh-huh.
Right? Remember we had that?
Yes.
Okay, now, we see here in the Gemara that for some reason there would be an inyan here of eating it together with chulin. If there's very little of it, so you're going to eat it together with chulin. The mashmois of the Gemara is that you're going to mamish eat it together. So Rashi comes, and Rashi says, when it says oichlini machulin utruma, Rashi says the ikashen. If you're going to ask, you look at Tosfos. He brings down this Rashi as well. Tosfos Divrei Maskol oichlini machulin utruma. Rashi says the ikashya, and if you would ask, what do you mean? Hoein machnisin chulin ba'azora. Now we're bringing chulin ba'azora. Rashi says loy kosher. The yoichlum mibachutz fach kach yichmasu v'yoichlu amincha. Rashi says what it really means is that you eat the chulin outside, and then you come in to eat the kadoshim, which is really a big dichui in the lashon haGemara. The Gemara says shem hoytz achila muetes oichlim ima chulin utruma. Sounds like it's together. So Tesis actually has a different view. Tesis says there may not be an issue to bring in the kodshim. And that's how the Rit Al-Ghazi in Bukharis says that there's only an issue if you do avoida, if you take chulin and you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash. But just to bring chulin in is not a problem. There was no halacha, no food in the temple. There was a din, you can't do avoida with chulin in the temple. But there was no din that you can't bring chulin into the Beis HaMikdash. The problem is that Rashi himself in Maseches Chisus Tazayin Amidbeis says that you're only, it seems to say, you're only over Chulin Ba'azorah if you do a Maisa. He says, Rashi over there asks, we know that there's a Chatas Ha'oif Habo Al HaSofek. If a woman has a Sofek later, if a woman gives birth to a Sofek Vlad, The halach is that you bring a chatas ha'oif, and it's a suffix carbon. You're not sure if it's actually a carbon. So over there, Rashi points out, how is it that there's no din of chulin ba'azara? So Rashi says that the issue of chulin ba'azara doesn't apply to a chatas ha'oif, since you only put the blood on the mizbeach, that's not called an achilas mizbeach. That's what Rashi says. So what do you see? You see clearly from Rashi increases, even more than Tosfos says over here, that as long as the mizbeach is not eating, as long as you're not being mak of anything on the mizbeach, there's no problem of chulin ba'azara. So that's mamash a contradiction with what Rashi says over here, that you're not allowed to even bring this food into the Beis HaMikdash. So, one of the approaches you could say, and this would be possibly a chap, even if you hold that there's an issue to bring in chulin ba'azara, it's only an oichel, it's only food. You're allowed to walk in the Beis HaMikdash with an extra coat. You're allowed to walk in the Beis HaMikdash with an item. It's just food, but you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So the pshat is very simple. You could say the pshat is that since chatas ha'oif gets malika, malika is when the kohen comes in from the back of the neck, which is really in any other case other than the where the Torah demands it. It's an iser of, it would be an avela. So here mimonashach, if the woman was actually chayav achatas, so fine, it's not chulin ba'azara. If she's not chayav achatas, now it's an avela, it's not food at all. That's why Rashi says that even though you makrev the dam on the mizbeach, because the meat part is not a problem, because the meat is mimonashach. Either it's an avela and it's nothing, or it's a chi of chatas and you got everything there. That's, I think, would be the hezba dover, and that way we can get around all the issues here with the Stephen Rash.
Anyway, isn't Tyson bringing a raya? He's bringing a raya from the garden.
From what?
Tyson sends off. Abu Bechina main lachus da kama and da adam nechnas in the garden chulun bazara.
Right.
So the begadim, it's the begadim that are chulin, no?
What do you mean?
It's not an eichel. What is Tosfos saying?
I'm not talking about Tosfos.
Am I reading it wrong? Begadim nechnasim begadim chulin?
I'm not talking about Tosfos sheet. I'm talking about Rashi sheet.
Only Rashi.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to answer. This is in Rashi.
Am I
trying to answer? Rashi seems to say, on the one hand, he seems to hold like Tosfos in the Seches Krisis. On the other hand, over here, he seems to hold not like Tosfos. So I'm saying that Rashi has a middle view. Rashi's view is that even if you don't do Aveda, it's also, but only if it's an Eichel. That's all.
And,
very possible.
By Hillel, wasn't Hillel Makvid to be, to wait until he got to the Harabayas to be Makvish, as opposed to in the Azar itself?
That's because he's afraid of Meila.
I know, so why didn't he wait until, if you could bring Kulin into the Azara, so why wasn't he marked the shit in the Azara itself?
I don't know what you mean. There's a din of behavior, you have to bring the Kulin into the Azara, out of Kulin.
Chivavor.
Chivavor. Says the Gemara. So Ravabe, Omar Rava, Komoidim, Miskapel, Bishen, Avudu, Shavudu, Mesa. We had this earlier. The Gemara now wants to prove otherwise. We're talking about here by the Seer, and we had this Gemara earlier. You see that even though you're mafresh libud, it goes with me. So the only reason there is because it's a tzibur. How do you mesa? So you see that even according to the rabbana, my love, I feel the rabbana. So you see that when there's a dichoy, you would get Misa. Loi, Rabbi. Faka going like Rabbi. Okay, I'm going to have to give the daf, so I'm going to stop here.